sense you have of the defense?
Right now, it seems like we're going to be an aggressive bunch, especially up front. They're going to have the freedom to do a lot of things to disrupt the offense, and everybody else is really playing off of them. So it starts up front. But there are a lot of tools to really put guys in some good positions.
What changes for you, for your position?
Not much. I mean, just the run responsibility goes from being a D-gap to a C-gap, with playing on the ends and the Y-9. But other than that, everything's the same.
Have you gotten to know Ronnie McLeod at all yet?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the limited time that we've been here for about two weeks now. But I've watched him on tape. We have some mutual friends. But obviously this is kind of what the offseason is for, to get around each other, not only but here in the building, but also kind of outside of the building.
The two defenses in terms of complexity?
I think it's a pretty simple defense. I didn't think our defense last year was very, very complex. But there are some hoops you had to jump through when you're playing a 3-4, because you've got outside backers who have defensive end bodies, and now they got to drop into coverage and all that stuff. We don't really have those while we're playing a 4-3. So I think it's a little more simple, but the details in it are just as complex. But I think there are certain players that need to know those details and certain players that can just get cut loose.
Safety, what are your gap responsibilities in this defense on first and second down?
Most of which are probably going to be reading off of the guys in front of us. We've got the freedom to really allow our ends to, cause havoc and pick and choose where they want to go, whether it be inside or outside, so we don't necessarily handcuff ourselves to one way of picking things up. And so for guys, linebackers and secondary guys who are off the ball, you got to do a real good job of reading what's in front of you. So it might change, within the play. So it's really no definition. It's just let them eat and be disruptive and you play off of them.
Malcolm, for the first time, Doug, as a head coach, stood in front of the team and has addressed the entire group. How's that been received, do you think?
I think it's been addressed well. I think he has a clear plan, a clear vision of how he sees the team looking, how he sees our practices flowing, the pace, tempo, and what he is demanding out of each player. And I think, that's the first thing as a coach, is just to be able to clearly communicate what it is that you're looking for, how we're being evaluated as players. And then that gives us the direction, of how to set the tempo.